Have you ever felt overwhelmed? How about anxious, fearful, or guilt-ridden? Have you ever felt so stressed out that you wanted to crawl into a hole? At times, we've all felt overwhelmed and controlled by the stresses of life. But through the power of the living Word of God and the Holy Spirit, you can put all of those feelings aside and listen to what Jesus has to say. This is a History with God Ministries featuring Frank Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this broadcast, Frank Sasso.
Hello. You caught me off guard there. I'm sorry. I was just getting into that cool music. Thank you, JJ. JJ is the name of our announcer. Welcome, partners, members, first-timers, to A History with God Ministries special Godcast. I have a treat for you guys today. What you're going to hear is a conversation that my wife Christina and I had in the car on the way back to New Jersey coming from Fort Worth, Texas. Very cool discussion. My wife is a powerhouse in the Lord, and you're going to really enjoy this. Talk to you guys soon. Stay blessed.
The message that's very dear to my heart is the message of grace.
One that Creflo Dollar preached on.
And Creflo said, I just started preaching on this message 6 months ago, and all hell broke loose. And you know, when all hell breaks loose, you are on the right track.
That's right. When you are getting persecuted and you are getting attacked like that, you know you're doing something. You know the kingdom of God is advancing because of what you're doing. I just want any of you that's being persecuted right now, who is actively taking ground for the kingdom of God, be encouraged. Be encouraged because you are hurting the enemy's camp. Take it from us.
So, rejoice in persecution because God will never leave you or forsake you. He's not going to leave you hanging in the wind.
So we're doing a podcast while I'm driving.
Technology is great sometimes. And basically, if you don't already know what it is, it's about, first of all, how much God loves you. That's where it comes from. The core of it is that God loves you, period. That's it. Not God loves you if you do this. Or God loves you if you read your Bible. Or God loves you if you try to be holy. Or God loves you. No, God loves you, period, end of sentence.
So much so that he's already forgiven you of every sin you've ever committed, every sin you committed today, and every sin you'll ever commit. And here's the best part. He's forgiven you, and that goes for people who haven't even accepted Jesus yet. He's forgiven them, for God so loved the world.
He's forgiven everybody, but let's just talk about us, the believers. He's forgiven everything. There's nothing that you can do that he's going to be disappointed in you, or he's going to be mad at you, or he's going to be wrath on you or punish you. No, no, no. And anyone who tells you that is teaching a false gospel. And that's from Paul.
Right.
Okay?
The Holy
Spirit. So you can check out Romans, and this is, you'll find it there.
The Holy Spirit does not convict you of sin. Like if you go out, let's say you go out drinking, or you go out, you know, drugging, or you go, you know, whatever. He's not going to convict you of you committing a sin or of you missing the mark. The only thing the Holy Spirit will convict you of is not believing on Jesus. Not condemn. Notice I didn't say he's going to condemn you for that. He's going to convict you. He's going to quicken your spirit and say, hey, you're not believing on the Lord. The Lord took care of this. The Lord took care of this anxiety. He took care of this addiction. You're not believing on him. Believe on the Lord. Believe on Jesus. He does it in love. You're going to feel like a sense of, oh, wait a minute. Jesus took care of this at the cross. I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to deal with this. All right, so just understand, the Holy Spirit does not convict people of their sin.
because sin has been dealt with. So he's got nothing to convict you of, okay? Sin has been dealt with by Jesus. There's nothing you're gonna do that's gonna change that. There's nothing you could do to make yourself holy. You're not gonna go to Jesus in the final days and say, well, Jesus, here's what I did. I fed the poor and I prayed for people and I cast out demons and what you want to say is basically, it wasn't me. Jesus did it all. What did you do? Jesus did it all.
Right.
Jesus did it all.
When you get to heaven, they say to you, okay, well, give an account for your works. You should be able to say, Jesus did it all.
He did it all. He did it all. Just to backtrack, God loves you, period. So what does that mean? That means once you receive that, meaning receive Jesus into your heart and you receive that forgiveness, which has already been given to every single person that's ever lived, ever will live, ever living right now. Once you receive it, then you receive all the benefits that go with that, including your righteousness.
Which means?
Which means that when God sees you, he sees Jesus. That means that he sees the perfect, perfect, sinless spirit that's in you, born again because of Jesus.
I accept the Lord in my heart.
Okay.
Okay. I say the prayer of salvation.
Right.
I'm now saved.
Right.
Heaven declares me righteous at that moment.
Right.
But what if I sin now?
If you sin, you have the right to just say you're the righteousness of God.
But shouldn't I repent of my sin?
Well, you can repent, meaning not, you don't have to ask forgiveness because the forgiveness has already been given, but by the true meaning of repent means to turn around and go the other way.
Oh,
yes, you can repent because, all right, so if you're heading down the wrong road, by repenting now you're turning around and heading down the right road.
So you're saying that I don't confess my sins to the Father to get forgiveness. I confess my sins to the Father because I'm in right relationship with him now because I'm the righteousness of God.
Right, and you're confessing your sins to keep your heart soft. It's not for God. He already knows. You're not confessing your sins and asking forgiveness because God's already forgiven you and he already knows your sins. You're confessing your sin because you need to confess them for your own heart softness.
Okay. Well, doesn't it say in the book of John, I don't have the Bible in front of me because I'm driving, but it says something about along the lines of, he's talking to a bunch of people and he's saying, hey, if you confess your sins, he will be just and he will forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. I mean, so obviously you have to confess your sins over and over and over again in order to get cleansed of all unrighteousness
and to get
forgiven.
No.
But that's what it says in the Bible.
No, but see, you can't just, like, you can just read the Bible, obviously. You're reading the Word of God, it's going to be good no matter what. But if you really want to dig deep and you really, really want to get more, then you have to look at the context and the perspective and who are these people talking to when they say certain things. You can't assume that, you know, every single line of the Bible was being spoken to a particular person. There's
okay.
a lot of different people that are being talked to in the Bible, and you have to know who is it, who are they talking to at what particular time.
Well, who was John talking to there?
He's talking to unbelievers. They haven't received the forgiveness yet.
So then that leads us then to grace, I would think.
Grace. Unmerited favor.
Oh, that's the stock definition. What's grace really? I mean, I know it's unmerited favor. I'm not dismissing that. But I don't even think people know what even that even means. They say, well, it's undeserved. You didn't earn it. You can't earn it. You never could earn it. What is grace really?
He is grace.
Tell everybody.
All right, so you decide you're going to rob a bank or you're a pickpocket, let's say. And you get saved. Your born-again spirit is perfect at that moment. You receive Jesus into your heart. Your born-again spirit is forgiven. Your born-again spirit has all wisdom. Your born-again spirit is righteous. And now, what has to catch up? Your soul, your mind has to catch up, and your flesh has to catch up with that. How does your mind catch up? Well, the Bible says renew your mind. Okay, so
that's your soul.
Your soul, right.
Right.
So you have to renew your mind. You have to read the Word, because the only thing that's going to change your mind and then in turn change your behavior is the Word of God. That's it. Not your willpower and not your holiness
not
your, you know, lighting a candle. Not your,
not
you know,
sticking St. Joseph in the ground. Or
not sticking St. Joseph upside down the ground or whatever that is and praying to whoever.
Right.
All the only thing that will change your mind is the Word of God. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
The Bible says that the Word of God is effective for the pulling down of strongholds.
It's a two-edged sword.
Right. One cuts Satan and one cuts you.
Right. Not to cut you to hurt you, to cut you to prune you, to make you better, to whittle you into a beautiful work of art that you already are in the spirit. Now, what was your question? Because I forgot.
Okay. Okay, so the nuts and bolts of grace.
So,
let's say you're a pickpocket.
All right, so you're a pickpocket. All right, so you steal and you get saved. You accept the Lord as you're born again. And, you know, I got to pick a pocket because I got to eat. So I want to, you know.
You haven't renewed your mind yet, but you know you're now born again.
You're born again.
Okay.
And you're like, well, you know, I know Jesus. I know it's a sin to steal, but I'm already forgiven. But I'm going to pick a pocket. I need to get some cash or whatever. You know what? If you went out and you picked a pocket and you did it saying, you know what? I'm the righteousness of God. I'm the righteousness of God. I'm picking this pocket. I'm the righteousness of God. Even though your flesh is fighting you and your mind is telling you you need to do it, you keep speaking that you're the righteousness of God. Even though you're in the midst of the sin, that sin is already forgiven. That's grace.
Amen.
That's grace. You can't do it on your own. You can't use your willpower and say, well, I'm not going to smoke that joint. No, I'm not going to take that hit of heroin. I'm not going to pick that pocket. I'm not going to have that affair. I'm not going to whatever sin you can think of.
Look at pornography.
Right. The harder you try to do that, the more sin abounds.
Right.
The harder you try to not sin, the more you focus on not sinning, the more you will sin. And that is from Romans. That's
right.
Paul. Look it up. It's not me saying it. But if you focus on the righteousness of God, little by little, your spirit will get stronger and your mind and your flesh will get weaker. And you'll have the realization in your mind that, oh man.
Right.
Jesus loves me so much. And instead of being motivated by fear of you're going to go to hell if you do that, you're motivated by love.
Right.
And you're not going to want to pick a pocket or look at pornography or kill somebody or whatever, whatever.
If you're the righteousness of God, if you're not walking it out and you're not in the Word or, you know, whatever, it doesn't change anything. You have been made the righteousness of God. If you're looking at pornography on the internet, you're the righteousness of God. You're going to heaven when you leave this planet. It doesn't even affect you prospering. Do you understand that?
Right.
It doesn't. It has nothing to do with it. Why? Sin has been dealt with. Stop trying to re-deal with the sin that Jesus already dealt with.
What an insult to what Jesus did in his time up leading up to the cross, going to hell. What an insult to think that we could take care of our own sin.
Right.
When he already did.
And please don't email us with a bunch of messages quoting the Old Testament, okay? About what we're supposed to do as when we sin and all this other stuff, because that has already been taken care of.
You can't mix the old and the new covenant together, and that's where people have a problem.
Right.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't read the Old Testament. There's great stuff in the Old Testament. But read it again with the right context and read it and look at who he's talking to, and then read what Jesus did to fulfill the law, which
right.
we couldn't fulfill. That's why the law was given. The law was given to show us that we couldn't do it.
And it
nobody.
Doesn't, it doesn't say, and we're not saying that we're saying, hey, feel free to sin now because, you know, the more you sin, the much more grace abounds.
God forbid.
God forbid. But we're not saying go and sin. Creflo has that great line when he goes, I'm not trying to give you a license to sin. You've been sinning so long without a license. What difference would a license make? Okay, everybody, that's going to wrap it up for today's special Godcast of Christina and I in the car on the way back from Fort Worth, Texas. Did a little 15-minute podcast for you there. That was awesome. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8 verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.